Round one, fight!
The Grim Reaper Gamers are a 25 and over gaming community with members spanning the globe, playing games across all genres, but our roots are in first-person shooters. Bring your thick skin, drink of choice, and grab your controllers. GRG members are on nightly with official community nights every Wednesday. And now, it's time for the ReaperCast. Good evening, everybody. This is Johnny Hustler, and it is episode 75 of the ReaperCast. We got a busy show here. It is the start of 2018. It is time to look forward, since last week we looked back, and see what 2018 may bring for gaming from our perspective. Let's go around the horn here. Second chair, having a little trouble seeing himself in his camera, but still coming in loud and clear on the show. Jammer, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
Well, in the state of Connecticut, we obviously have medicine because I feel better, unlike you when you needed like 3 months off. But apparently my computer needs medicine because it's been a fucking nightmare trying to get us going tonight.
So you have medicine, but you don't have antivirus.
Not antivirus, apparently. Holy shit. You know, we've always talked about, we've had, especially with Discord, things have gone really well when we do our show. And we started talking about going live again like we used to do it because everything's been working. And then tonight has been a 45-minute clusterfuck of me trying to get my computer to connect to you guys. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing, John. I'm drinking a Stella. And by now I should be drinking shots or something after the past 45 minutes.
After New Year's for me, shots are off the table. Yeah. A little rough. Third chair, the grimmest of them all. The man behind the tomato meter, not quite terribly red yet today, but the night's still young. Lala Calamari Jack, how the hell are you? What you drinking? What you playing?
I'm doing fine, and I am drinking a Thomas Jefferson Tavern Ale from Yards Brewery. It's a big brewery in Philly, so it's a local beer. It's very, very good, and it's 8%, so it's got a little kick to it. And I think I'm on my fourth now, so I'm doing really well. I don't think the tomato meter will go real high tonight.
That's my job tonight.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill at the moment. What am I playing? I don't know. I'm playing everything. I am playing some Destiny. We attempted the raid the other night. We got pretty far in the new content. I revisited the Division. Playing Elder Scrolls Online. I resubbed to that as well. And throwing in some Call of Duty and PUBG when I can, even though I rage quit PUBG the other night.
Speaking of rage, do you have a rant for us tonight?
Wait, what did you play last night with John?
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot. We played some Battlefront 2 last night, and it was actually a lot of fun. Even though I did see people pay to win and have better cards and outshoot people.
No, you just suck.
No, I'm telling you, these people, their cards max, and you can feel the difference. They definitely could outshoot you. But we played some Battlefront 2. We had some good games. We had 4 people show up, so I'd like to see a few more maybe next Monday. Who knows?
There's a Battlefront 2 update today, too. Another vehicle and some. I think they nerfed the Wookiee guns a little bit, too. Another map, too, I believe.
Yeah, they got to do some kiss up to get some more players into it. I think you need to put it back on sale for $30 again. Hopefully some guys get it and we can expand the ranks in that game.
Game's a hell of a lot of fun. That's the multiplayer I go to when I'm playing solo. You know,
well, it's probably one of the best looking shooters I've played on the Xbox X.
It's a very smooth shooter as well. I mean, there's some fits, you know, like that Camino map. That the attack section, that was a bitch. There's a hell of a choke point in that map when it makes defending way too easy. The choke points on that, a couple choke points there. And,
but that's a gorgeous map.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely gorgeous. God, it's stunning.
It looks amazing. That's the first one I played. It was last night, so I had no idea what I was doing, but the hallways, the way it was all white, so you would reflect off the floor. You see your guy reflecting off the floor, just the light reflecting. I mean, it was amazing. It was a very gorgeous map, and that game definitely is one of the best-looking games on Xbox.
Mm-hmm. It's worth it alone just for the single player, and they even tie the DLC. They continue the story in the DLC, which is free DLC, and looks like there's more DLC because at the end of the DLC single-player campaign, it seems like there's a part three to the story. The story alone is worth it.
Whoops.
What? Harry Carey agrees.
Don't forget to shove your ringer, kids.
I work with professionals here.
The one day I forget to shut that damn ringer off. Anyway.
You've come a long way since the dryer buzzer on the old show we used to do.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Who has a ringer on their phone anymore? I haven't used a ringer on my phone in years.
I just do.
Always vibrate.
I have a ringer on my phone.
You guys are relics.
I have it on when I'm at home because I'm usually halfway across the house from my phone. I'm not as close to it.
I don't want people knowing I'm getting texts.
Oh, so you're shady, huh?
I am. Slim shady.
You
anyway.
You like texts.
I like texts from Grex or Claude.
No, those are pictures, though.
Well.
I have to turn my ringer on because when somebody tries to message me in Discord, you know, like a certain head of a gaming community, and then bitches when I don't respond right away.
Yeah, you bitches' notifications are broken, so he has it on, and now you're mad that he has it on.
Now you're pissed off I have my damn ringer on.
I submitted a bug to Discord about that, and they're just like, no, that has never happened. This is the first time we've ever heard someone not getting a notification from us.
Well, go to Reddit. You'll see. I was hardly alone. Anyway, so I'll just shut my ringer off from now on. I just won't even talk to you.
There you go.
You've just given him an excuse, you know, anytime you need him.
All right, so what's pissing you off this week, Jack?
Well, in typical Lala fashion, I'm going to be mad about a good thing. So this week, or this episode, my bitch is about The Division. And now they just released the 1.8 update and how this game actually is the game they promised to give us at launch 2 years ago. They added a whole new section finally to the game, a whole new DLC, which we expected to see any point within the last 2 years. They finally fixed the rogue mechanic in the Dark Zone. So if you want to go as a rogue, you actually have to pre-toggle yourself as a rogue before you start shooting people. So now you don't have some ass hat in front of you. Yeah, now you don't have to have before, like you would, if you shot somebody, you became a rogue. So people would troll you and jump in front of your line of fire.
Yes.
So you'd go rogue. And that won't happen anymore. Now, if you want to go rogue, you have to actually pre-select that. So when you're in there, you can turn it on or off anytime.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention that was a big bitch of mine when it first came out, is that in the Dark Zone, I was defending myself against a rogue and it made me a rogue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was just bullshit. It was something that turned me off about the game.
Because somebody else jumped in front of your line of fire.
No. This is Johnny, so he probably shot at the wrong person or target. He thought he was shooting at something else, and then that's how he turned rogue.
No, when the game first came out, there was a delay between when somebody shot and when they got flagged as a rogue. Well, somebody shot at me. I turned around and shot at them, but I shot at them before the rogue indicator came up. So the game flagged us both as rogues at that point. Yeah. It's just like, shit, you know, I'm defending myself against somebody shooting me. And I got flagged as a rogue, and I was screwed for like the next 20 minutes on the damn game.
Hey, Lala, now that we shit all over your rant segment here, so are you saying that it's now to the point where Johnny should move off of level 6 and actually get to the DLC content?
I think so. They actually added a whole bunch of stuff to it. They added, as we're talking about rogue, now if you go rogue, they actually reward you better. You actually have manhunt caches that you earn. As you survive longer as a rogue, they added a whole new game mode called Resistance, which is kind of like a combination between Horde and an Objective mode.
Why are you complaining again?
I'm complaining because this shit should have been in there within the last 2 years. This game came out 2 years ago.
Well, it should have been before 2 years. I mean, I'll agree with you on that. That's
we paid for DLC Johnny did. I did too. I bought this game, $100 all in, and this is kind of actual stuff we expected to see pretty much at launch or shortly thereafter, and we never did see it. Now we see it, and anyway, yeah. So I'm bitching about something that's good, and I told you I was going to bitch about something that's good at the beginning of this. So,
well, both of my monitors are black right now, so hopefully you can see me still.
Yeah, we still hear you. You're fine.
Okay. What a fucking great night for me. Yeah. So actually, I might re-download Division and check it out. I wish they would come. They got to enhance this shit for 4K.
Yeah,
that'll come in 2020.
I guess they should. I don't know. I mean, I fired up with the X. I have a 4K TV, and this game has always looked gorgeous. Like when I first played it, I had a 720p TV, and it looked great then. Now I have the 4K with Xbox X. I mean, it looks amazing. I started playing this again because PUBG, I'm playing that, and I feel like I'm playing 8-bit graphics compared to The Division. Like, it's really, I'm playing on the original Atari 2600 versus The Division. And the graphic quality is so much better, and there's so much going on. I don't understand why PUBG is so bad with graphics, why I can't handle it, why the graphics look so poor. When Division, the map may not be as large as PUBG, but the environment's so detailed. So I wanted to I just got frustrated with PUBG and I fired this up and I checked out the 1.8. I heard it was good, and I'm playing and I'm like, this is the shit that should have really been in the game the first year it came out. You know, a lot of this stuff should have been in the game at the beginning of the game. Anyway, so that's my rant. My rant's about something that's good.
Well, and it's stuff that it's some of that is stuff that they've actually that they showed or promised at their presentations leading up to release.
Yeah, we expected the expansion of the map as DLC, and that never came. We never got it. The DLC that we paid for, most of it was just shit. It was just garbage DLC, but we paid for it. This update is huge. It's available to all, and it's free. So if you had the Division, check it out. It's good.
I'm going to install it tomorrow. It.
Yeah.
I think I do still have
installs. I cannot connect to you guys.
All right. Let's talk about the community calendar. As usual, check on the calendar at GrimReaperGamers.com/events or check the forums, forums.GrimReaperGamers.com for any events happening through the week. We're starting to expand out the calendar a little bit. It's getting expanded. We're getting some people picking up some events and such. You know, I mean, Wednesday night is obviously community night. PUBG's been big. I know we've got a Thursday PUBG coming up as well. We've got Midichlorian Monday for Battlefront 2 going on. You know, that happened just last night. You talked about it a little bit ago, Jack. You know, we've got a lot going on here. I mean, Fortnite, Forza, all kinds of games being played these days.
Yeah, we're looking at expanding the calendar, getting back into it. We took a lot of time off. The staff got real lazy. I got real lazy. And I kind of think we need to start breaking up from like the shiny penny. Right now, PUBG is like the main game. People play that 24/7 all day, you know, every day. And I'd like to see a few additional games mixed in. Even if it's just for like a monthly game, like I'm thinking of like refiring back a Battlefield, a monthly game for that, or Fortnite, running Fortnite. Because I know the PS4 guys played it and had a great time. And I know some of the Xbox guys would like to play it as well. So let's try to pick a night, run it, and see who shows up, and let's go for it. Also, Grex has added a new feature to Discord, which will take our calendar and...
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, and automatically post Fish. That information to the chat. So
Fortnite's actually we don't really have a big contingent playing it, but I was since I do our social stuff and I'm looking at other gaming news feeds, you know, Fortnite's actually been picking up steam.
Well, I think people want to like PUBG a lot. That's the hotness. You have the realistic version of that. Everything, you know. They look at Fortnite, it's a little cartoony, and they kind of blew it off to play PUBG. But then playing PUBG on the Xbox was a painful experience. And I rage quit the other night. we had a full squad going. We were all like really incredibly geared. Me and Vikes hit a loot box drop, and we got excellent guns. I got this one sniper rifle I was dying to try out. We're rolling through a town. Next thing you know, Vikes drops. He gets disconnected. Okay, well, you know what? We're in a car. He's a passenger. We're still all right. We'll keep it going. After he drops, Beers drops. He's driving the car. We stop in like in the middle of this town in like the worst spot. Next thing you know, a whole squad comes out and just like nukes them and then kills the other two guys, me and the other guy that I was with. And I was like, well, that's it. I'm done. Fuck it. I was so aggravated at that point. I understand this is an early access game, but this disconnect, it's been something they've been having since day one. And if I can't play it, trust to play the game, I'm not going to play it. Like, I didn't even get into a firefight. I got loaded up. We were all set. We're like the last 40 people. I wanted to go in there and start shooting someone, and I don't know, it was taken away from me. So Fortnite plays a little bit smoother. It looks
plays a
little,
lot smoother. Yeah, actually, yeah. It plays a ton smoother.
The frame rate is great. Well, you know, it's got the cartoon graphics, so that's preference whether you like that or not. So I kind of want to go check it out and play it again, see how it is. The only thing I'd ever liked about Fortnite was the building. The building kind of sucked, so.
Yeah, the building can take a little getting used to. What I found really works, what worked for us, I was on PS4 with So and Zane, Unobtainables, and Rab the other night. And what worked was if you had a guy who was really good at building, you could make it really work by having that person do a lot of the building. I mean, others can build too around it. But if you have one person building and the others looking out and firing and everything, we actually got a couple of top fives out of that with that foursome. So that seems to be where building. See, if you have a building specialist, it really helps in that game. Sometimes, not always.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not an overpowered piece. It just runs smoother and it's fun. It is fun. Yeah. I mean, we had a blast that night. I streamed it on Twitch. No, I didn't stream that one because I don't have my PS4 set to go through my capture yet.
There's a bunch of things that Fortnite does better than PUBG. And like one of the things I have is with the drops. So like the items on the ground, looting stuff. Like PUBG uses like a flat texture for items. And unless you know exactly what to look for, and hopefully it loads in, those textures load in time when you're in that fucking room, because that is an issue. You kind of got to hit the start button to like loot from the menu screen, where Fortnite actually has a big icon where you can't miss it. I mean, it's like sticking up above the ground.
Yeah, they're glowing. Image. They're glowing. Different colors, glowing. Different, you know, depending on the level. Plus, I think there's more drops. I think you get more drops out of Fortnite. So that makes it a little more chaotic, but it also makes it a lot more fun in the firefights and stuff. So, you know, but I mean, both games are great. It's I believe I read today that on all three platforms, Battle Royale just crossed 40 million downloads. So
yes, that's a tweet I saw. I mean, that's the popularity is definitely, we're going to start seeing a lot more of. It's just like when Modern Warfare hit and it changed how multiplayer was played. Now this is changing how multiplayer is played. And so now you're going to see everybody try and recreate that with their own little twist to it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So let's, since we can kind of segue into a news piece based on this one, remember, just as a reminder, GrimReaperGamers.com/events and forums.GrimReaperGamers.com to find out what we're playing at any given night and throughout the week or two or month or whatever. Getting into the news, we're actually going to go to a little bit of news about PUBG and the various imitators. They're starting to come out and such because just last week, Paladins announced a Battlegrounds mode that they are calling Battlegrounds. That'll be another Battle Royale mode. This ought to be interesting, by the way, how this is accepted from.
They are shameless. They are shameless.
that's some balls right there. But we love Paladins at GRG. So interested in how Battle Royale will work with the Paladin structure.
So I was watching the stream they had going of this the other week when they had their event. And I'm really interested. I'm a huge Paladins fan. I love this game. I love Paladins, just the base game. I love playing that. I'll play that anytime. It's probably one of my favorite games at the moment. So I'm kind of really excited for the Battlegrounds mode. I was watching the video, and now Paladins has a ton of characters to choose from. Like, I forget the exact number now, but there's a whole bunch.
20-something, isn't it?
Yeah, they were showing for this thing. They were showing like 8 characters you can pick from. So for the Battlegrounds. So you get to pick 1 of 8. And I'm assuming it's probably going to be either something that's random per game, or if it's a weekly choice or something that gets mixed up. I don't know what the choices were or how often that changes, but I'm going to assume that that changes. It has a blimp that drops you in like the other games have, but it's not the same way that PUBG or Fortnite works. There's no like straight line that goes across the map. It's someplace you get to pick a zone. So like the map's broken out the little squares. You get to pick where you want to go and it'll drop you in. And since you have a character that has, it's a hero game, it's a hero shooter, you already have your special weapons. So you keep all that stuff. But when you're in the game, you pick up these, you find these treasure chests and they have like the cards in there, like the cards you get in the game. And there's different levels to that. So you can have like legendary or purples or whatever, different levels to the to those cards. Legendary cards are dropped from like a blimp that flies over every minute that you can fight over. So that's like a PUBG with the loot crate that drops in. So that comes in every minute. It looked great. I was watching a video of them playing it. It looked like a lot of fun. I'm definitely checking this one out. One thing that was interesting was you turn into a chicken when you're down. Like one of the guys, Pip, he has this ability to turn people into like these little chicken guys, you know. And so instead of like you going down and crawling on the ground, they had, when you're dead, you turn into a chicken, you kind of like hop around.
Oh, God.
Someone can either revive you or they can shoot you and kill you. So that was their little twist on it. But
can they choke the chicken?
Yeah. Well, we would be experts at it then, you know, GRGs, you know. But yeah, this is
high stats on that one.
of all the Battleground clones that are coming out, this is one that's high on my list to play.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one. I'm really getting into the battle royal format, and like you said, it's the first, probably the first major change to multiplayer gaming since Modern Warfare. So, huge seismic change. Even to the point that we're starting to hear rumors about other games coming out with it. The craziest rumor possibly that we've heard this past week has been that Halo 6 may contain a battle royal mode. Imagine what Halo battle royal would be.
Be awful to me because there'd be people jumping and flying in the air while I miss them.
Oh God.
And yeah. They headshot me and I die immediately.
The good old jetpack.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work. I've been trying to think about how Halo would work in the Battlegrounds. Like, how do you pick up? What do you start with? Just a pistol, and you can pick up the battle rifles and
I
stuff.
Start with the battle rifle, and
well, I guess with Halo 5, they added all the extra battle rifles, the special types with the. So maybe that's how that would work. I don't know.
Maybe.
And all I the think different you're going to see it. It's going to get incorporated to a lot of stuff.
I fully expect to see Halo 6 come with it. I don't doubt that it comes with Halo 5. Because they're not coming out.
Before.
They say, I should have saved this for my prediction. They say Halo 6 won't come out this year. But they still have a major announcement to make for Halo series. So I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the case where Halo 5 comes out with a mode like this.
Or maybe a standalone?
I think they would incorporate it into it. They're pretty flexible. They're pretty good with changes. If they already have like the big maps and the what's the game mode now? Warzone going on. So I think they'd be able to figure something out, or maybe they bring in like 60 people and fight it out. I'm sure they're scrambling.
I'm still amazed with our community. We go back to it all the time, but with all the custom ways you can play Halo, it's still amazing that it's not really. I mean, I know we're Call of Duty roots, but when you think about all the different options in multiplayer, it's really one that we should go to more.
Absolutely. the maps, the custom maps. You can get a custom. You don't have to worry about DLC because there's so many custom maps and they're so good. And then the crazy game modes. I mean, people
pancake one or whatever the fucking with the griddle and
the toilet one. I mean, also like soccer stuff and
we really should go back to that one more often.
I wish for some reason people just weren't into Halo 5 and it was a shame. Well, they missed out on a good game.
Maybe another monthly title for us. You know, we're starting to look at some that are monthly titles and some of the older ones that still have a little traction here and there, like GTA and probably Halo, you know, we could probably still bring back as a monthly.
Yeah.
Easily. You know, there's so many that are coming out this year that are in battle royal mode. I mean, we're seeing, you know, there's a link on PCGamer.com showing what's coming out for battle royal games in 2018. And I mean, we've seen, obviously the big, you know, PUBG is going to be the one that actually comes out as far as console based in 2018. It's already out for PC. You know, I see one that looks like a Minecraft meets battle royal. I mean, it's called Survival cool Games Battle Royale. Looks just like Minecraft meets. I mean, who knows? Somebody might have a mod for Battle Royale Minecraft. I haven't even looked for that. Wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. In fact, that's how, I mean, that's how this started. Wasn't it like H1Z1 or something like that? Or was it Arma 3 that PUBG started out as a mod for?
H1Z1, I don't know. What do you think? We're not professionals here, John.
No.
It's one of those. Well, I don't want to say it was H1Z1, but I could be wrong. It could be Arma 3.
What killed me was the one was Counter-Strike Go.
Yeah, I saw that. Counter-Strike is a go possible. There's a couple of VR ones that are coming out this year.
Yeah. Everybody is. It's new hotness. And, like, yeah, it's everybody clones each other. They're all going to be on this. Will Modern Warfare follow suit? Like Call of Duty? That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
fuck them.
Who knows? It's going to be interesting to see. But
Battle Royale, they're looking at it.
Oh, I think everybody's looking at it. But
yeah,
Battlefield 1 news: Operation campaigns are going free for everybody. They're taking it out of the DLC. It's becoming free for all. It's out of the premium package. The Prise de Tahrir. I probably fucked that up big time. Map, probably, which has been available only in the They Shall Not Pass and Premium owners, is going to be available free to all owners starting, I believe that's, today or tomorrow?
Probably.
I think that's today. I thought it was today, because I think that was Tuesday's usually the release, but either today or tomorrow, that's going to become free for everybody. You know, the question here is Battlefield dumping premium, or is it just altogether, or is Battlefield 1 just hurting for players and needing to, since they kind of drug everything out?
I think they're hurting for players. I mean, they lost players to Call of Duty and everything else, and then now they've lost players to PUBG and Fortnite. They waited way too long in the maps. So they already had shot themselves in the foot before all these other games had come out. So I think they're just trying to do something to get themselves in the news by doing this. Now they're in the gaming news rotation, and some people will be like, I think we had Sniper on the website say, hey, you know, why don't we get a night together? So what they're doing is getting some people thinking about playing the game again.
Yeah, and I think they actually have to because, you know, they waited, like you said, way too long. And that was our biggest complaint. Like, we all bought premium and we never saw maps for like a map pack for 8 months.
Yeah, what did we see? We saw one map pack before Call of Duty's World War II came out.
Yeah.
And so now we have a competing game in the same, in a similar time frame, boots to the ground. And, you know, EA and DICE just dropped the ball.
And I think after playing I played a ton of Battlefield 1. I got to like level 80 or 90 or whatever. So I put some time into it, and it's probably the most casual, watered down Battlefield title to date. It wasn't very complex. It wasn't like a Bad Company 2 or Battlefield 3 or whatever, 4. I don't think it was able to hold people's attention for that long, especially without those maps. And that's just it. I mean, I think now we're facing a time where they're trying to sell these map packs, but who's really buying, especially now? Like, who's going to buy a map pack now when you have Call of Duty out and you have PUBG out? They're hurting for players. And this is their attempt to get everybody back, get to play. I mean, I don't know. This shit should have been done all the first year, all those DLCs. And now we should be getting the free stuff regardless. I really think, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Fourth pack should have been coming out right about the time Call of Duty came out.
Yeah. Before
Call of Duty. At the latest. And they blew it. We've said it before. Yeah. We'll say it again. They blew it.
Yeah. I've always preferred Battlefield to Call of Duty series too, for me. And I just didn't hold my attention like other ones did. I mean, Bad Company 2, I played for a long time. And well, Battlefield 2, I think, was the other one that really held my attention.
And for ages, we have defended that premium pack and talked about how good it was compared to the rest of them. And they messed it up. They ruined it.
Yeah, they definitely did. It was a shame. Those maps should have came out sooner. So hopefully this brings people back. Hopefully they learn their lesson, and the next Battlefield title that comes out will have map packs, DLCs released on a more timely basis.
Yeah. Well, they need to.
It goes back to the, you know, I don't want to stretch it out, but any map packs, it goes back to the map pack problem all the time of half your user base has them, half your user base doesn't, so they don't go into the normal rotation, and then you end up not playing the majority of them. So while we do bitch that they didn't put out the new maps, I mean, the reality is that you end up always having to play the old maps anyway when you play them with people.
Yeah.
Unless you have a dedicated base that's like dedicated to the game.
Yeah, and you know, we had a handful that were. That got it and played, you know, played together a lot, and it was a disservice to them as well. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, the biggest bitch, we paid for it, and, you know, paid for it up front because it had a good reputation, and then they screwed everybody over. So, you know, they're getting what they deserve as far as player base.
And it frustrates me because I paid for it, and I paid mostly so I can get into games because they had the premium queue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what made me buy Hull In. I don't want to buy prepaid DLC anymore. I did for that, just for that premium queue, because I figured Battlefield 1 was going to be so hugely popular.
Well, and well supported, and they screwed us. Flat out.
Yeah, well, I expected the first year, and I guess, I don't know if they announced when the DLC was going to be. Maybe it was my fault for not like reading up and understanding what they were, you know, their release schedule, but.
No, they never had a schedule, really. I mean, they kind of hemmed and hawed around it, and then
I would,
you know,
never have bought it. I just would have never bought that. And that well.
Yep. All right, on to further news. In the realm of enhanced games, Forza Horizon 3 came out with their data 4K pack this week. About a 700 meg download, I think it was on mine, that I saw was about that
only
much.
700 megs?
Yeah, it wasn't very big. I don't know if it's the, you know, they've been talking about this compression that they are supposed to have. Maybe that was the case with this game, but it was not a big update.
Wow, because Forza 7 was what, 100 gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a monster.
Yeah, the one that
this has a lot more detail in with the environment. Now, just think about the snow in the expansion pack.
Now, I don't have any of the expansions, so maybe I just got what was for the base game.
Yeah, like I have the expansions.
The snow map alone, man, Jesus, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, see, I don't have any of the DLC for it, so all I have is the base game. So my numbers that I'm telling you as far as the patch goes is for the base game. Now, I do remember they do have this divided out for, you know, they have all the patches divided out for what you have rather than making you download everything. So I'm going to guess that 700 is just base game enhanced.
I would look it up, but I'm not touching my computer. I don't even want to breathe on it tonight.
Yeah, they, well, I mean, like the base game Forza 7 is 100 gig. So that's pretty impressive regardless.
I want to check it out. I mean, it was pretty game before with all the roads and everything, and you know, now the 4K, I mean, with how awesome Forza 7 looks, I can't even imagine.
Unless there was a secondary. Unless maybe there was a secondary patch. Maybe I just saw the first patch come through.
I got to imagine, John, there's no way they could have enhanced that for less than a gig.
I don't know. That's all I'm telling you is how much it came down.
I like to fire this back up and see how good it looks. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Forza 7's amazing looking. It's just, it's ridiculous. I fired up with the X with the 4K TV, and you drive in the cockpit view, and you feel like you're actually driving a real car. I mean, it looks lifelike. I can't imagine graphics look any better. I mean, I'm sure eventually graphics will look better, but to me, I mean, this is amazing. But I definitely want to check out Forza Horizon 3, because that was a fun game. I really enjoyed just going through and doing like the quests or the little missions in between. I like the chick talking to you, like making you push for other things.
I'm sure you do.
It was, well, you know, I like female companionship, unlike you guys.
I've always preferred Horizons. I know most people prefer the tracks on Forza. Actually, I've always preferred the Horizons with environments out there.
Yeah. I like the tracks if you're actually racing against other people, so you can go and like, so I know what this track's going to be. So if I'm like racing GRG and we pick a standard track, you're kind of familiar with the turns. Like, we had a lot of fun doing Forza Horizon 3 nights, but I always felt like I'm racing some random road. I had no idea where I was going. And that got a little frustrating, where at least if I played Forza 7, I kind of know this turn's coming up. I got to make a hard left here. I got to make a...
This is the first turn where we all crash into each other.
Yeah. And then the rest, and then Digital and a few of the other guys take off and leave us in the dust.
And leave everybody else behind. Yes.
And they smartly they coast through the first turn, let us all smash into each other like idiots.
And then go around and then go.
Yeah, they just like, see ya.
You should almost off the starting line not even hit the gas and just let everybody go ahead of you.
But it's a good game. I'm looking forward to playing this game at 4K.
The next piece of news here, Jack, I'm going to send this one over to you. Destiny 2's Faction Rally starts up.
Yes, Faction Rally starts up. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Auto rifle reward. And I checked it out. The Dead Orbit one looks like ass, and I'm all about how good my Guardian looks like, so I don't give a shit about this Faction Rally. My Hunter, he gets all the chicks. He's a hot dude. He won't mess around with that auto rifle. If I get it and it's a higher light level than the shit I have, I'm dismantling that stuff. But yeah, that's it. Faction Rally.
I don't know why John didn't come to me with that. I mean, I am Destiny's biggest fan.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you bitch about the grind, and you're like, what, level 10? So.
No, I'm whatever the max was.
Well, right. So we'll see if it gets people back into some more people back into Destiny.
Oh yeah, we're actually, the guys have been picking up. They've been playing like the weekly stuff. I think a lot of guys put it to a back burner where they get through the weekly stuff, upgrade their gear. They'll come back for the Faction Rally. They'll come back for Iron Banner, and then like a weekly raid. So it's not a, well, PUBG kind of took over everything else. The guys will come back, at least try to attempt a Destiny night or two a week. So.
Yeah. And we do have some squads running on that, you know, Valiant Victory and some others have been doing a good job getting players in there and helping them out with the various tasks, raids and quests and whatever through the week, the weeklies and all that. So,
I fed Valiant some crack. I noticed him last night playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh God!
I think so. We may have lost him.
Oh geez, I don't know if we'll ever lose him from Destiny completely. In console sales news over the holidays.
Hey John.
Yeah.
If Lawless like fed you crack like Valiant, would that mean like that you just turned the console on?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of consoles, we're talking about the holiday season, and Microsoft has revealed that Xbox outsold the PS4 in December and yet was still second place for the holiday season behind the Nintendo Switch, which outsold both consoles this year in December. So obviously a great month for consoles because a lot of console sales were going on. There were some great deals for the PS4 standard and the Xbox One S. The Switch is hot as hell right now. The Xbox One X, the new shiny penny, and PS4 Pro still making good sales. So overall, great month for console sales, but Xbox finally gets over PS4 and Nintendo comes in and takes first.
You know, my kid got a Switch for Christmas. I have not even touched it.
I didn't even touch it. I still haven't put mine in the cradle. I have used it as a handheld and nothing else.
Well, and I'll say my kid, I mean, no, I have not touched it. My kid, I think my wife just sent me a message that actually she hooked it up to the TV. I don't know if my kid's playing it on the TV, but she is yet. Even we offered to hook it up to like a massive TV at my parents' house after she got it for Christmas, and she wasn't interested. She wanted to keep it as a handheld.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always said, like with this, with my kid, he had it. And it took over like iPad gaming. Like he used to play the games, all the stupid little shit games on iPad. Gave him the Switch, and he's mostly has been playing it handheld. Although now he has like a Star Trek Enterprise console up in his room. It's like his whole room's full of TVs and monitors and shit now. He's been playing. He beat Mario Odyssey, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which he loved. He said it was an awesome game, and so he had that on the TV. But I'd say 90% of the time he uses that thing now is off the cradle in his hands. You know, he'll be walking around the house, or they'll take a trip, or whatever. He's in the car ride. He's playing his Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. See, my youngest got a Switch, and she got a Nintendo DS. And she won a Tamagotchi Life or some game. And she's actually played the DS more than she's played the Switch.
Wow.
Right now. But okay. It just doesn't go in the cradle at all. And she has Mario Kart and Odyssey on the Switch. But I haven't. I'm a gamer, and I refuse. I just haven't even touched it. Partly because since it was hers, I'm afraid to touch it, and then I like it, and then I'm using it all the time.
Well, you should stay away from Zelda, because you'd probably like that game a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Zelda is the one.
I'll tell you what I had fun with it over Christmas.
Turning it on?
At a Christmas at a family gathering, we took the Joy-Cons off, made them each individual controllers, and we played Mario Brothers. The original Mario Brothers on the screen had the little kickstand out and everything, and we were just playing that, you know, two-player co-op, and I was showing the kids how that went. I mean, we were having a blast. That was absolutely fun as hell.
And that's pretty much how we used it over the spring and all that. We'd be at basketball tournaments. So you're there at this place all day, and there's a lot of downtime in between games. We break out the Switch, and we'd be playing some Mario Kart right there, you know, at the picnic table, whatnot. Yeah. It's great. It's a great console. I think it's awesome. I don't play it, but I think it's a great idea.
I'm a closeted gamer. I would never play that out in the open.
As soon as Pac-Man comes out, I'm going to be on that son of a bitch a lot.
In just February. Not me.
Pac-Man DX Championship Edition DX 2.
I don't even play games on my phone. I just, for some reason.
One of the Vita's greatest.
I tell people I'm a gamer, but I won't play them out in the open like that.
One of the Vita's greatest sins, never released a Pac-Man game.
How many Vitas did you own?
I only owned one.
Oh, okay.
Well, two if you count the Switch. I mean, that's my new Vita.
Yeah, the Vita did really well for you. All right, moving on.
All right, let's talk about let's get over to our main topic. We are talking about 2018. It is, as of recording, the 16th of January. You will see this out on the 17th. We are talking about what's coming up in 2018. We're going to talk about some of the big games coming out and maybe a few predictions of our own for the upcoming year. Yes.
I just want to add something, and you can create a Lala/Jack Lies thread because I said I would have an article out. I started writing the article that GRG games of 2018. Got about halfway through, and I just dumped it. I couldn't finish it. I got so busy at work. Sorry.
Yeah, work happens.
I lie.
So, work happens.
I am a liar.
Well, if we had a Lala Lies thread, we'd have like about 72 responses saying, I'm a nice guy.
But yeah, that's true.
Every time you say I'm a nice guy in the forums, we'd flood the forums. It'd probably blow them up. You'd probably have to pay more.
I guarantee none of you motherfuckers would deal with the shit I deal with from GRG adult gamers on a daily basis.
Yes.
None of you fuckers would. I'm the only dumbass doing it. Yeah. I am the nicest guy here, even if I am a dick.
Because the two of us don't have to listen to you bitch about it. All right. So, hey, John, so I'm going to throw The first one is more you oriented, so I'm going to take over here. And one of these are ones that were listed on our website. People put input in of stuff they're looking forward to.
GreenReaperGamers.com.
Yes, we thank everybody in the forums for, you know, throwing in what they're looking forward to. The first, and there's some controversy on this one now because of harassment stuff, so I don't know if it's going to affect it or not, is Detroit Beyond Human. So, Mr. PS4, is that something that you really want? And are you afraid that these harassment claims within the company are going to hurt this game?
I could see maybe hurting a little bit of sales on the game. I don't see it affecting release, because Sony has really thrown their support behind Quantic Dreams and David Cage. David Cage basically put out a big old FU instead of an apology, because he basically said, look at my record, judge us by our work instead of these accusations. He's denying that he knew anything about, or that he knew anything prior to apparently dumping this employee off. I guess we'll find out later, you know, if anything else comes out of this or not, but who knows? Maybe a slight hurt in sales, possibly. I guess it depends on if any more info comes out than this bit of info, because it sounds like it was a low level person. I'm not excusing this, by the way. There's no place in this in work, life, whatever, for the crap, for sexual assault, harassment, whatever. I am going to go out and say right off the bat, that's bullshit.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Does that include GRG staff meetings?
I must say, John, Lala abuses us every day.
All right, moving on.
You're the next one to go down, buddy.
Hey, now.
Anyway, you know, what this guy did was bullshit. Now, is Cage right when he says that he didn't know anything about it until recently and did what he could right afterwards? Time will tell. The thing we find out is sometimes these things unravel big time later on. If it is something that works its way higher up the chain, yeah, it could cause some problems. If this is a low level employee pulling some crap and getting fired when they found out about it, probably nothing more than a small blip on the radar, but you know, the coming months are going to tell us that. As far as the game goes, I'm really looking forward to it. I love these games from Quantic
Dream. It's one of the reasons I wish I had a PS4. Actually, the next game on the list, since you're a PS4 guy here, is another one, even though I question if it's a 2018 or not. I know they've been talking about it forever. And this is one that a lot of people say they wish they had a PS4 for, is Spider-Man.
Yep. This will be a system mover, I really think. I think this will move even more PS4 units. This thing looks stunning, even in non-4K mode. The early word out is great. Everything I have heard gives me every reason to believe that it comes out in 2018. I'm looking forward to this game. This is the company that's behind Jackson Daxter, Sunset Overdrive, and other great games. And you know, they've got a great track record as far as gaming goes. So this is an exciting game, and I think they're going to do a great job with it.
You know, John, I love the Arkham Asylum games and all those recent Batman games, and they have a very good Spider-Man game coming out. No good Superman games. They're all shitty.
You know what? I have heard rumors for 2 years that Rocksteady, who is behind the Arkham games, is working on a Superman game. Now, that's pure rumors for 2 years, and that rumor mill has actually brewed up again. I just saw it again on the new NeoGAF Reset Era.
He spends more time on NeoGAF.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. When they expose that that shitbag owner as a sexual deviant, as an assaulter, I left along with a ton of other people. So Reset Era is the new where everybody that got pissed off at him went to.
And can I... Can I report myself as a sexual deviant to myself? And then, speaking of Superman, quick. Sci-fi show coming out.
Krypton. Man, that looks interesting. And I
didn't know anything about that.
It's Superman's granddaddy.
Superman's grandfather. And apparently somebody travels through dimension and time to let him know what's coming up, and something about he has to determine whether to save his planet or and affect the course of history with Superman or whatever. Different premise than I expected. I just thought this was some kind of prequel thing leading up to the last days of Krypton.
So they're on Krypton, so therefore I can't have a little tiny green pebble in my hand and kick their ass?
Nope. No.
Unlike Superman, who I could kick his ass.
But they don't have. Do they have superpowers on Krypton?
No.
No. So just regular people?
No, because it's a red sun. The red sun, you know.
And maybe red sun gives humans power.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe you, I don't, there, you could be Superman.
Hey, there we go. Kick everybody.
I heard in the new, the Superman game with Rocksteady, though, John, is it sets up. The first act is Superman, and then Batman kicks his ass, and then the real game starts.
Impotent fanboy fantasy.
a mini game in it is Superman. How many shots can he drink before falling off the bar stool?
I'm not going to go long. We're 50 minutes in already. But for the love of God, they can't make a good Superman movie. They can't make a good Superman video game. They make good Batman movies. They make good Batman games.
And Batman comics.
Batman comics.
Well, first off, Dark Knight Returns is not a good Batman comic. Neither was Batman versus Superman a good Batman movie. So they do make bad Batman movies and comics. No, because Batman was in it.
Every other person in the world thinks Dark Knight Returns is the
best. Oh, bullshit. That's a polarizing comic. That's not. No, that's.
Oh. The only person.
Everybody in their Batman underoos thinks it's a great comic, but it's a very polarizing comic as far as critical reaction and response and fan response.
I'm wrong, because the Rocksteady games, I mean, nothing beats Superman 64. So.
Oh, God. Shit, I came out. There was a decent arcade game, but that was about it.
Next game.
All right. What do we got down next? We got Anthem down next, the EA BioWare shooter, right?
BioWare needs a win.
Well, here we go. I think they saw The Division, they saw Destiny, and they wanted in on this action.
Mm-hmm.
So this game's going to be based. It's going to be a similar game to that, where you get the loot, you get you out, you run your little quest, you get your loot. This is a lot of guys from GOG are looking forward to this,
including
this is
me.
A big one on everybody's radar. My concerns. I do have two concerns about this game, though. And one of them is the lack of PvP. So we're going to, this game isn't coming with PvP.
Fine by me.
No, that kills me.
That means no Lala.
Yeah, well, and then the fear of the EA, the loot boxes.
There's mine. There's my concern, EA.
And those two fears have, I don't know. I'm a little nervous about this. I'll probably get this just to kind of game along with the GRG guys.
I can't believe you would get this.
I like to be so. I'm a social butterfly. I like to game with my community. I really wanted to play PvP, and the lack of that's really scaring me from this title.
I'm not convinced that there won't be a PvP mode at some point.
I think it'll be added in, but it'll be a half-assed thing that just sucks.
I'm going to say, A, I don't think it's 2018 this game's coming out, and B, BioWare desperately needs a win now. You know, what the past couple games or whatever haven't been normal BioWare quality. I do see the same things, you know, out in the little social world there about they're really paying attention to Destiny. To see what they can do to modify and make a better version of Destiny. So I am looking forward to this one. I have a feeling that I'll be telling you next year that I'm looking forward to it as well.
Yeah,
can they add a Battlegrounds mode to this?
This is one that I could very well see slipping into 2019 as well. There's a couple in here that I could see. Detroit, I did forget to mention that. Detroit Beyond Human, although they're talking spring, there's still nothing solid there. That is still one I could see moving because it is Quantic Dream. Because that's what they do. they delay and delay and delay. And Anthem is another one I could see. And even our next game on the list.
No, the next one they better come out with this year, right?
Oh, they better. I still could see it.
This was a launch title, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and this is why I could see it delaying, because we are talking about Crackdown 3, which was unveiled at E3 along with the Xbox One.
Scrap it if it doesn't come out this year.
I am looking forward to this title.
Crackdown 2?
Crackdown 2, good God. That thing was, well, wasn't...
2013?
Something like that. I mean, that was...
It was shitty, too.
It was last gen. So...
Yeah.
There hasn't been a Crackdown game this gen.
No. I have zero interest in this title. So...
I love that first Crackdown.
If this could be like the first one, I would get it. If this could be like the first one, I will get it. If it's like the second one, forget it.
I've said it before in this cast. I bought that first one. I didn't even touch the Halo beta. People bought that game just for the fucking Halo beta. I played it because I wanted to play that game. Those orbs and jumping around and all that was fucking a great idea to me. And then the second one, to shit the bed with the nighttime and all the stupid shit. But I mean, how much longer are you going to promise this game before you finally got to say, it's not happening?
Yeah. I mean, how many technology iterations? Whoa. I mean, it was...
July 2010 was Crackdown 2.
so we're almost in a decade. We're almost in a decade.
Yes, so it wasn't even...
And if it gets delayed again, it might be a decade.
That is crazy.
Wow. That thing's going down the Duke Nukem path. I hope it's a better game than Duke.
Crackdown 3.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. We've got an MMO that's okay. This is on PC, if I remember right. It's already on PC, yes. But it's coming to consoles. Terra, and I've seen the trailer, but I don't know much more about it than that.
I always like to play the MMOs, my downtime and whatnot. And so this is coming out for Xbox, and it just looks like it's going to be a lot of fun for Xbox. From what I was reading, they were able to get the controls to work well on a regular controller instead of a keyboard. And that's just about it. It's a free-to-play MMO. I'll check it out. Hopefully a lot of GRG guys will, too. I think it'll be a lot of fun to play.
I think free-to-play will get a lot of people in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have another MMO coming up. The MMO should start streamlining a lot more to the consoles. Now, I mean, there's already, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 out there that they've figured out how to map it to the controller. So if you have an MMO, just do what those other ones are doing with how they map it and get it out on the consoles.
I think that they should, because you can hook up a keyboard so you can have chat. They have the voice over IP built into the Xbox. Like Elder Scrolls, you have the area chat. You have the guild chat and whatnot. And now since they're continuing the platform, they're always going to have the Xbox, and it's just going to continually ramp up more hardware. But so you'll be able to move that game and that community along with the next version of Xbox a lot easier than Xbox 360 to the Xbox One. I think it's a perfect time to start moving some of these MMOs over, and I hope a lot of game companies start looking at that. I think that they've gotten away from MMOs a lot. PC, there's not many that are being developed, like major ones, like Blizzard dumped their stuff.
Yeah,
and they're just running with Warcraft. They're just kind of just riding that out until people stop paying for it, but I don't think, I think that that style of gameplay is something a lot of gamers want, especially console gamers. I mean, you look at Destiny, and that's MMO light, and people got bored of Destiny 2 so fast because it just didn't have the depth that they wanted. I think they want this depth. I think they want the full MMO depth, and I'm looking forward to Terra and then the next title on the list, too.
I was going to say, go ahead.
I want to throw out a crazy question, though, real quick, just to make this show too long. If Blizzard, which this is never going to happen, if Blizzard says, shit, now we see the way to do it on the console and all with that, and they decide to release WoW on a console with a paid sub, does everybody play it already, or do you think there's people out there that would say, holy shit, I could finally play this game?
I think you'd get hits on it. I think people would do it for sure. Would I do it? No.
Just helped increase sales.
Yeah, well, I think, it did. It probably, there's 50 more people sign up. I don't think WoW is such an outdated MMO. The fact that you go and get quests and you have to actually read the text instead of it being voice acted like Elder Scrolls or SWTOR or Star Wars.
I like text.
I like to hear the voice. I like to hear, I feel it's more immersive when you actually hear it.
It is more immersive, but like for me, if I'm watching a sport or something and I'm multitasking, text is better because the text is sitting there, and I can read it, and the voice if you miss it. So if you're multitasking, that's why I prefer the text.
But it's they have it for both. I mean, both games still have Star Wars and Elder Scrolls Guild Wars. They have the text there you can read, but they still have the voice. And I prefer that better. That's just one of the reasons. I mean, Warcraft is just an outdated MMO. It's forever old, and it's locked into the way it does things. Where now, like, if you look at Elder Scrolls, it doesn't matter what level you are, what faction you are. I want a game with you. If you're in the same console or the same, system, I can game with you. You can be in a different faction. You can be a different level. It doesn't matter. I can still quest and game with you. Or Warcraft, if you're level 50 and I'm level 5, it's going to be a huge difference. I can't compete with the stuff you're competing with.
All right, just want to ask that crazy question. Yeah.
I just think, if Blizzard was to create a new IP and release it to consoles, would I buy? Absolutely, I'd be the first one signing up for it.
Well, we're going to see how much people want MMOs coming up this year, I'm sure, because Black Desert Online also is coming out for the consoles. So Grex will get his AFK fishing fix on the Xbox.
We talked about it on the podcast long ago when this was first news. A part of Black Desert Online is AFK being able to still increase your experience. And I don't know how you do that on a console unless you just turn the TV off and let your console keep running. It's a little bit different than the processing in the minimized tray of a computer. I will not be getting it. Well, I can't say 100% because I don't want to lie like Johnny. But that creepy black cloud alone in this game, that for people that have played it will know what I'm talking about. That's enough to say I already have to deal with him on PC. I don't want to see him on the console as well.
I will get this game just so I can get sexy time with Kahura. That's it.
Kahura is a slut.
Yes, I know. I have sexy time with her and her slutty sister.
Kahuda.
Yes.
And there's also Kahula.
Mm. Jeez.
But she's an archmage.
It's like the Black Desert Kardashians.
Kahula, she was abandoned, right? She was
abandoned by her father, Ghostwalkers.
Poor Kahula. DayZ.
So Johnny, Johnny, don't play any of these because, it's just, don't even waste the space.
All right. Rumors of DayZ coming out in 2018. Do we see it happening? I mean, this has been rumored for console for a while. is this another Crackdown 3?
Yes. This is rumored. They keep talking about it. There's no date set for this. I think this is wishful thinking, and I think this is a game that missed the boat. It's one of those titles that should have came out last year, didn't. I don't think it's coming out this year. If it does, I think we definitely, it's a game GRG would check out and play, but I think it's not going to happen.
It'll be interesting to see if it does and if it's well received on console or if it's days have passed. Red Dead Redemption, the big Western sequel, Red Dead 2. From Rockstar, talking about spring. I still see this one as a 2018. Although I would not be surprised if it wasn't fall.
The rumor is June, first week of June.
Yep,
that's the current rumor at the moment. It comes out June. I don't know why they missed the spring date. I think they should have jumped on it. I think the spring dates is a great time to release titles.
Well, that's when GTA 4 was out, was spring.
Yeah,
but it's...
Which was 10 years ago, actually, GTA 4.
Yeah, I mean, I still, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if this one moved to fall. But this one's still a 2018 title to me. And, the interesting part is they're going to be, what is Red Dead Online going to be like? And will they sacrifice the single player, any extra single player DLC like they did with... like they did with GTA 5. I mean, they kind of went away from single-player DLC from that game.
Which was a shame.
I'm looking forward to the Assless Chaps loot boxes.
Yeah,
new saddles.
It's a shame that Rockstar got away from single player DLC. You know, you had the Grand Theft Auto 4, the DLC for that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The single player stuff, it was just as good as the game. It was condensed version, but it was definitely worth the money and definitely worth a playthrough. I enjoyed both. And we missed out for GTA 5. I don't know. We'll see what they do. I mean, they see those shark cards and the sales they get from that. And
or in this
I think
case,
they're too greedy at
cards.
This moment. Yeah, they're going to be tumbleweed cards, whatever they're going to call them now. And they got way too greedy, and they're going to continue to be greedy. And so you're going to want to buy, like, Trigger the Horse. Well, that's, you know, 8,000 pesos, which equals $80 shark cards. You know, I mean, it's going to, you know how it's going to be. And
yeah,
unfortunately, I think GTA is showing us what Red Dead is going to be. And you take away like the online stuff, it casual players really can't compete with people that play all the time or people that pay. And hopefully they adapt to this and allow it to be something that casual players can play and just not focus on shark cards. But I think that they will.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Even though my screen went blank again, which really sucks. so now I can't see your reaction. But I'm hoping that you'll keep your phone notifications on, even though Lala bitched at us about it. Because when Red Dead is out, you know, if I want to use some shark cards for like a stagecoach or whatever, I'm going to contact you because I know that you're an expert on stagecoaches and horses and shit. See, I didn't get to see the facial reaction because of my fucking computer. So, but it still was worth it.
Serves you right. I hope your monitor died.
I think it's a screensaver's kicking on for some reason, though, honestly. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what online is like on that and, you know, if they keep gouging. Because, I mean, let's face it, online started great for GTA, but these last handful of expansions have been ridiculous as far as what stuff's been priced in there. And it's, you know, like you said, it's all been about getting everybody to hit up the shark cards.
And it's a shame because I think the player base loves what they're doing if they just toned it down a bit.
Yeah, and I think there's been some backlash because I have noticed that while they've been gouging a hell of a lot, they've been putting on sale faster too, and that tells me right there that they're not getting the response and the shark card sales that they thought they were going to get for these things, like the whole missile, the gun running, and all that stuff. Those things didn't sell near as well as they expected because they put those suckers on sale fast, yeah. Especially in comparison to the last DLCs.
So Red Dead Redemption. So when you play that and you get your first place, like, cause you know, in Grand Theft Auto, you bought your apartments and all that, Red Dead Redemption, is your place going to look like your wood paneling now, your basement now? I mean, can you get like a Cubs clock in there with the wood paneling?
I don't think,
by the way, when was that supposed to come down?
Oh, last year.
Oh, geez. Oh.
I got to throw that in the lies thread. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Back to actual gaming stuff. Sea of Thieves. the beta comes out next week.
Is this beta actually not going to be at 3 in the morning on a Tuesday night?
No, it's going to run 5 consecutive days.
There you go.
I can actually play it. It's funny. I'm going to get a founder's badge, and I've been invited to the beta. But thanks to the timing, I have never been able to play a damn bit of the alpha.
Yeah.
I played 15 minutes of the alpha because that's all I had time for because it was just crazy hours and I had no fucking idea what I was doing, where I was at. I was on some boat with somebody and then we went to an island. I shot some skeletons and they left with the boat and I'm stuck on this like little tiny island. I'm like, what the fuck now?
I really don't know what to think of this game. I mean, I know a lot of people are looking forward to it and all. I think it's either going to be a huge success or what the fuck, you know, unless you have a dedicated group of people that you're playing with all the time.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be it. It's going to be like an ARK, where when you played ARK on official servers, it was a hell of a lot of fun if you had a whole clan group playing like we had. Like we played on our one server. It was at 118 or whatever it is. I forget now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were like one of the major players in that server, and it was a great, great time. But solo, if you played official servers, you would have gotten your ass thumped. And I think that's what this is going to be like. I think it's going to be a game that you absolutely have to have an active community playing and to build up these ships. I think because you're going to start off as a lowly little pirate with nothing. And you advance, you know, to a full-size pirate ship and all the nonsense. And with a full-size pirate ship, you're going to need people to crew it. You can't just, you know, ride one of those by yourself. You're going to need like 10, 15 people to actually sail this ship and defend and attack and whatnot. And that's going to be tough. I don't know how they're going to pull it off because in theory, it sounds like a cool idea, but over a long term, you know, 60, 90, a year from, you know, 90 days, a year from now, will people still be playing it enough to keep that level of interest, you know, to man that those ships and man to do the stuff that's needed? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think we're going to find out. I think we might get an idea, the reception, with an extended beta here, you know, something that's actually going to run a few days, you know, a handful of days and see how this goes. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to hear the reports out of the beta. Because this is gonna be the first chance people have had to play it extended, you know, play for quite a while and see what kind of staying power this has as far as having a group together and everything, or if it's gonna cause a complete clusterfuck. So it'll be interesting, and I think in the coming couple months we're gonna have a better idea about it. Next up, the next Call of Duty, Treyarch is back up to bat. A lot of speculation is gonna be another Black Ops. What is that? Black Ops 4?
Yeah.
So
yeah, Black Ops 4.
Whether it's gonna, what era is in question, but whether it's more of a modern or if it's gonna be a past, like a Vietnam era type thing or something. But you know, and that's just the speculation thrown out right now. There's nothing known about it at this point. So you know, but yeah, we've got another Call of Duty coming. Obviously, it's another year. So
yeah, I think from the rumors where it's a modern combat shooter, so we're going back to like Modern Warfare 4 times. Hopefully it is. I don't want to see anything with like robotics, wall walking, any of that shit.
God, no.
I know everybody likes Treyarch, but it is. I cannot stand that developer. I think they have some of the worst Call of Duties with hit detection and map designs. I know I'm the minority with this, but we'll see. I'll get this. I'm still enjoying Call of Duty World War II, and I hope they follow suit and continue with like kill streaks not being overbearing.
I'm out.
Just make the game fun again.
No more CODs. I'm out.
You know what? I'm hoping my biggest problem with Treyarch is the netcode. There's always that they always have the flakiest damned netcode out of all of them. Out of the three developers, Infinity Ward, Sledgehammer, and Treyarch, they are the worst, and they always have been the worst. It's always the one that the little switch always pops up on my damn screen, right in the middle of the screen, because or the little plug-in icon pops up because the net connection goes to shit every damn time. It's always cycling to a different host. It's always disconnecting. It's always my, you know, every other game, I sit in the green. This game, I go from green to red to green to red to green to red. It's like damn Christmas time.
Yeah, I agree with that because I'll run around a corner, safely get around a corner, and then die. And it's all because the lag compensation they have built into the game. And they are so aggressive with it. They're so out of control with it. It ruined the game for me. And that's why I never played Black Ops 4 or 3. We'll see. I'll get it. Community plays it. I like Call of Duty titles. I'll pick this one up.
If it's not jetpacks and wall running, I'll play it. If it's jetpacks and wall running, I pass again.
I'm out. Yep, I'm passing on it.
And then to wrap up the gaming portion of it, Battlefield next version. Are we looking at World War II or Bad Company 3? We've heard a lot of rumors of both. December, it was leaning towards World War II. Now the Bad Company 3 rumors are coming back.
I'll take Bad Company 3 in a heartbeat.
Oh, I'd love Bad Company 3.
They will sell a fuck ton if it's Bad Company 3.
Still my favorite shooter of all time, Bad Company 2.
Everybody that plays, hardcore Battlefield players dig Bad Company 2. That was their jam. And I think that's, I'm hoping, but I think it's going to be World War II. I think it's going to be World War II. I don't think they're going to do Bad Company 3 yet.
Bad Company 2, they did right too, because then they had that Vietnam expansion.
Oh, that thing was even better than the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So then they had this major expansion where they actually did shit right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for Bad Company 3. But, you know what? I mean, I've been hoping for Bad Company 3 for years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope it is. I will give World War II a chance, even though I think that's a mistake coming off of Call of Duty World War II. I just don't think it's a good idea to come out with a Me Too type of version. I think Bad Company 3 would be the better way to go. That said, now that I've said Bad Company 3 would be the better way, it'll be World War II.
Yeah, I'm betting that's World War II. I'd be surprised if it's Bad Company 3, but it's some, you know, and here's the thing with Battlefield. I really wish it would go back to how they used to handle it. I wish they would allow like multiple squads that are in a party to stick together. And that was one of our biggest problems with Battlefield 1.
We're always split like, up.
Oh yeah, always wind up like on
two or three squads in, and
or somebody drop out of your party squad. Going. Drop out of your squad into a random squad.
We could easily fill up a 16 player Xbox party, but we would never be on the same fucking team. It was just painful, and it's a sin. A game that's supposed to be designed about teamwork around teamwork, and you can't do teamwork because you can't communicate with like the other 28 players.
All right,
I don't know. So I think it's going to be World War II though.
All right. Well, let's wrap up that portion and get to our predictions because we have run long tonight. So we're going to do some predictions, what we think is going to come along in 2018. Who wants to start first, Jack, Jammer, which one?
I will
because I didn't write anything down, and then fuck you guys. I only have one anyway. PlayStation will announce a new console that up to towards the specs of the Scorpio, a PlayStation 5. Might not be this year, but they're going to announce it. There, I'm done. Now I can go to bed.
All right. Jack, go ahead.
All right, so I have two. My easy one is Star Citizen will not release this year.
The sky blue?
Yes. I told you that was
the Sunrises in the East, folks. You heard it here
crazy
first.
One. My crazy one. Battlefield does not charge for DLC for next title.
That's crazy, too.
Okay.
I think DLC will be free for next title.
I have this one is very believable yet a little bit crazy. Kind of dancing the line between both.
Oh, I have another one when you're done, John.
Okay. Here's my thought. My main prediction is that in 2018, every major game with multiplayer will announce a Battlegrounds mode. Call of Duty will have it. Battlefield will have it. Red Dead Redemption or GTA, one of the Rockstar games, will have a Battlegrounds mode. Anthem, all of them. They are all going to announce because everybody's going to jump on this damn train. And I think in 2018, they're either going to have it announced if it's a holiday title, or it will be released this year if it's a title that comes out earlier. Or, you know, maybe even the holiday ones will release it with it. But all the big titles are going to jump right into this Battle Royale stuff. Everybody wants a piece of that PUBG pie. And I would love to see a Battlefront Battlegrounds.
Red Dead Redemption. How'd you do that? Big train go across the mat?
Yeah, big old train.
We don't time to be talking about how you do shit. Come on now. Long show.
But that's why, you know, that one I could see either they throw it into GTA Online or it becomes Red Dead. I would, if I had to pick one, I would say GTA Online unveils the Battleground mode, the Battle Royal mode, and maybe Red Dead later on.
That would be awesome.
GTA Battlegrounds.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Did you have another one before my final one?
You know what? You took it with the PS5.
Oh, all right.
So
my other one's a pretty obvious one is Johnny will continue to buy lots of consoles and games and barely play them.
What about wood paneling?
Yeah, will the wood paneling come down in 2018 since it didn't come down in 2017?
I hope so.
You're saying hope so. All right, let's wrap this bitch up.
All right. I want to welcome the new members of the clan. You know, we have had since the holidays a real steady trickle, a real steady stream, actually, of new members. In fact, we had a big influx the last couple days and even through the weekend. So welcome to GRG. You know, get to know people, get in those forums at forums.grimreapergamers.com and find people to add to your friends list. Let's face it, you can fill those suckers up fast through the site.
Real quick thing with that. Everybody has the intro post they put on the site. I just suggest to all the members, make sure you add those people to your friend list. Like, don't be shy about that. Don't just put your name out there. Add me. Add that person to your friends list. Increase that. Grow that circle. We should all. There's so many people in GRG. There's no reason for you to game alone or look elsewhere for people to game with. There's going to be people that game the same way you do. So when you see that intro post, you see that new person sign up, make sure you spend the 5 seconds it takes to add them to your friends list and invite them to a game.
All right, this time our outro being long is your fault. All right, John, go ahead.
You can do what I want.
Our next show will be recorded in 2 weeks, which makes that the 30th. So, and you'll see it on the 31st. So be looking out for that. Facebook page is facebook.com/Grim Reaper Gamers. Jammer, hit me with the Twitter.
It's grgamers.com. Spell out the dot, D-O-T. And we've been pretty active on there recently. Actually, we had a new member that we found via Twitter. So, yeah, grgamers.com.
And remember, we have an email address, complaints, compliments. You just want to tell us that we're full of shit with our predictions. Reapercast@grimreapergamers.com. So, to wrap it up, Jack, Jammer, thank you guys. I think we had a good, fleshed out beginning of 2018 and what we expect to see. So, thank you guys for being on the show. Appreciate it. And for Jack and Jammer, we're going to close this up. This is Johnny Hustler saying, so long, stay safe, never game alone.